The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place we help you make smarter, better financial decisions, and we're glad to be of service to you again today. I am Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, member of the Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. Joining me in the studio today, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, of course, Craig Montana, running the studio. I know you got questions. You're feeling a little unhinged, a bit nervous about all the downside activity going on in the markets. We'll be catching up with you on that and giving you the latest rundowns and also some ideas on what you can do to help blunt some of that trauma a little bit. And also we're going to clear up some things about other topics such as beneficiary designations. What does that mean? And how should you line up your stuff, whether it's bank accounts, wills, 401ks, whatever? What does it mean when you have a beneficiary designation on that and it doesn't match up with other things you're doing? So, again, a little bit of additional education, maybe some reminders for some of you about how this goes. Meantime, glad to help you. We'll check the markets here, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. It's always good to be here on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
After Texans win, and let's see, I think Dallas stumbled.
Evil eye from Craig.
Craig Montana, the Dallas fan, not looking like he's very pleased about that.
Yeah. The Aggies are happy, the Astros are happy, the Texans are happy. UT, not so much.
Not so happy.
Ow. Well, now that we've got the sports report out of the way, let's take a look at the markets. And hasn't been all tiptoeing through the tulips here this morning either. Let's see. Most of the major indexes are down at least 1% this morning. So Dow and the NASDAQ, well, NASDAQ's down almost 1.6%, and Dow is down 1%. And the S&P 500 down about 1.25%.
On no news.
Yeah.
I was going to say, all that on the news that consumer spending was up in August, which is supposed to be good news.
Well, you know, but there's still, you know, somebody hiccuped over in China again over the weekend, and it was, well, you know, our industrial production or whatever it was, industrial sales out of China were down 8%. So now, far in the year.
I think people are just running a little scared, and so they're trying to sell off. And that if you're not going to retire in the next 6 months, just keep putting money in on a regular basis, and you'll come out fine. Don't panic. Just don't panic.
Nobody wants to buy low, though.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody wants to.
Everybody wants to buy when it's high. You know, all the news is good, I'm going to get in. Well, that's when it's expensive.
Yeah. So, you know, how to make some measured approaches to this. And I've had a lot of people ask about annuities lately. And strategies for, if you don't want to lock all your money up in these things for extended period of time, then how do you sort of phase some of this stuff in? So we can talk a little bit about that. And, of course, we take your questions. It's all about you, your finances, your money. We are here for you here on the Money Makeover Show. So here is our phone number. If you want to call and ask us a question, anything to do with money, your 401k, your IRA, doesn't matter what it is, give us a call. 800 number we're going to give you here in just a moment. You can talk directly with us while the commercials are on if you want. If you're shy, that's no problem. No one else will hear you but us. So here's our number. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show.
Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
Hey
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go?
St. Joseph Family Medicine in Brenham has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment today. Call 979-830-5584 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
If you don't trust in your marriage, what do you have? If you don't trust in your clergy, what do you have? If you don't trust in your healthcare professional, well, it's time to find a new one. For hearing services, trust Paget Hearing Center. They have the latest technology and offer a 30-day trial period on all hearing aids. And with their long history in Brenham of integrity, honesty, and service, you can trust Paget Hearing Center, located on West Alamo in Brenham, now serving their second and third generations of clients. Call Paget Hearing Center today at 830-
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, parts service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at CorthandLinkyWelding.com.
It's Brenham Cub football Friday night on KWHI.
Erline's looking, throws it in the end zone. It's caught! Touchdown! He delivered that one right on the money to Darvis Watson in the end zone.
Great pass by Jacob Erline. He put it right where it had to be.
Friday night, the Cubs travel to Magnolia to take on the Magnolia West Mustang. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame with Doc and the Hook on your voice for Cub football, KWHI and KWHI.com.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 12:50 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. And, of course, we take your phone calls, questions, comments, concerns, all about you, your money, and best ways to go if you're feeling a little bit lost, forlorn, nervous, worried, etc., etc. You know, we've got some information here that we're going to pass along to you about how to look at these things and how to think about it, okay? And what kinds of things you can do. You don't just run off and do, what did you do last time? Think back, 2008, 2009. When did you, if you did, throw in the towel, sell, go to cash, and then when did you decide, if you did, to go back into the market? If you're like most people, what's the most common thing that we saw in that?
They didn't get back in the market, and they missed the run-up. So
they sold at the low point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we see that all the time where they get out. You panic, and you go to cash. You get out at the bottom, and then you wait until it's high again to get back in. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, it's just exact opposite of how you should do things.
See, the only thing that will hurt in a down market is if you're going to retire and want to live off your assets.
That's correct.
Right.
And that's right.
And then you need to be making different plans
right.
ahead of time for how you're going to deal with different portions of your nest egg or your buckets of money or blocks of money or whatever you want to say. You know, you're not going to invest everything the same right. way and throw it all in one pot.
If you're already retired, you mm-hmm. have your income stream, and it shouldn't be based on whether the market's up or down mm-hmm. on that regard. It should just, because it's generating an income stream, so you probably shouldn't even look at your statement. Don't worry about it as long as the checks keep coming. But if you go to retire in the next 6 months, okay, well, maybe not. That's one who's going to get hurt is the person thinking of retiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, and in that vein, there are instances where you have no control over when you retire.
Yeah, that's true.
And the date is set for you, and you have to get out. And if it happens to be that you have to retire when the market's down, if you were one of the ones that had to retire when the market was down 50%, and your 401k account value was down, you know, 40 to 50%, that's just You're very, very unlucky.
Yeah.
You're unfortunate, and you had no control over those things. But, you know, when you talk about if you're in retirement and the market goes down, as long as you're not liquidating principal to support your retirement, it really doesn't matter a great deal what your account value is. What is important is how much interest and dividends and so on, how much income is being generated. Now, if you're liquidating principal to support your income, that's a different story.
Yeah, because you can't recover that.
No. So, again, you know, that's why we always encourage people to, you know what, just do some planning. Get a handle on things before you're going to jump into retirement or any other avenue that you're going to be right. drawing from sort of your savings.
Yeah, most people don't realize that retirement investing is totally different than accumulation when you're working to accumulate money. Totally different investment philosophy when you have to live off of your money versus trying to accumulate your money. And so you do different things and there's different strategies. It's not the same thing with, oh, I just got a big bank account and I'll take you can't take the interest on a bank account, not enough to live on.
No, not right now.
Principal, or you can't take your principal in stocks and bonds and mutual funds and stuff because that will kill you. So that's a different, there's different strategies to do that in the income phase. That's why you need to start earlier.
Yeah, I mean, when you have two parts of your life there. You have the accumulation phase of your life where you're accumulating funds so you can retire, and then during retirement, that's generally referred to as the distribution phase of your life, when you're distributing funds from the assets that you have, and those have to last the rest of your life. And that brings up, you know, I got a pretty interesting question in the last few weeks had to do with retirement, and it had to do whether or not they should take a lump sum distribution from their pension plan as opposed to getting the lifetime pension, because the pension plan that they had would reduce their Social Security benefits. And we get that question a lot about, you know, the government offset that Social Security has if you have a pension plan like Texas Teacher Retirement System, or if you work for the state or some other plan mm-hmm. Where your Social Security benefit will be reduced. And that's an interesting question because, you know, maybe you could, you know, we've always looked at TRS, and if you take a lump sum from TRS,
you don't get very much.
You don't get very much. It gets reduced a lot. But maybe you need to do the calculation and say, well, if I'm getting a full Social Security benefit in addition to my TRS, and there are some people who have two careers mm-hmm. where they've worked a long time and then they start TRS, maybe they're better off taking the lump sum from TRS, getting their full Social Security benefit, and then investing their TRS money and getting an income from that. And you have to do the calculation. That's mm-hmm. not an easy answer.
Which way are you going to
yeah,
work
way,
out
which,
the best?
Which way, which way works out best?
See, mm-hmm. the other part of that on the TRS, and the you can take a partial lump sum and a yeah. smaller monthly payment. Mm-hmm. Then that's, you know, if you take $500 a month off your, take all the money out except for a $500 a month pension, well, now your Social Security is offset by two-thirds of that $500, which isn't very much. and a whole lot more Social Security benefit if the numbers work out.
Right, because I've seen instances where that was exactly the thing to do,
yep.
is take a partial lump sum from TRS, get your Social Security benefit, which isn't going to be offset very much because your TRS is reduced, and you end up with more money coming in every month. So there's a lot of strategies when it comes to retirement.
Well, and that's why we are strategists, quite frankly. You know, that's what financial planners are. They are strategists, and that's what we do. But we have the human element of tailoring things to each individual and each situation.
A lot of tools out there to use that we are aware of, but most people aren't because you don't deal with it every day. You usually retire just once in your life. And like I say, we do it probably once a week.
There you go. So, again, that's why it's so important that you take advantage of our free review. That is really, really important, especially now when there's so much turmoil going on in the markets. You're getting frustrated. You're getting upset. Some of you are getting excited about, wow, what do I need to buy? But that's not the majority. It's really, how do I do things more reasonably, rationally, and safely, but I still need to get enough money together to be able to do something with it later on, or maybe even move parts of your money into different things that'll be more stable and throw off an income. That is another possible strategy for people.
Mm-hmm.
So again, when you come for the free review and you bring your ideas, your desires, fears, wants, you know, the whole thing with you, and just sit down and talk things out. Maybe you want to bring statements from accounts. That's fine. Everything's held in the strictest confidence. Great. We're glad to brainstorm with you, and that free review is a perfect opportunity. Doug, how do people get in touch with us?
You can just call our office here in Central Texas in Brenham, downtown Brenham, at 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. And just talk to Sharon or Brent, and they got our calendars, and you can schedule your free review.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a reflection on us or not, but everybody that comes in for that free review, they always talk about how nice Sharon is.
That's right.
What are we, chopped liver here?
Yeah.
But yeah, Sharon's terrific, and she can get you set up, and she usually asks a couple of questions just so that we're prepared to speak with you about at least one or two of the topics that you'd like to talk about. And again, that free review can really help clear things up for you so you get a better idea of what your options really are and get some really good ideas. So again, we've also had people come in and bring portfolio information, brokerage account information, whatever it is, and they say, am I doing okay, and should I just stay the course? How does this work? Can I do something better, or am I good? And a lot of times, in fact, Doug and I sat with somebody who came in just a couple weeks ago, brought statements and said, what about the fees on this, and am I making anything on this?
Mm-hmm.
How do I stack up with what I'm earning on this account versus what
earning?
Yeah. Am I taking too much risk? All of these things. And we looked at it, and what did we say to that individual?
She was doing very fine. She was doing good. But I think the thing that she really liked was she didn't know where the fees were coming out or if there were fees.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went through the different products that she had, or investment products, and explained how each fee structure worked or how it happened, and found out that she wasn't paying any ongoing fee. She had paid it up front.
Mm-hmm.
And
several years ago.
Yeah, several years ago.
To whoever her financial advisor is, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so she was happy, and it looked good, and there wasn't any reason to change anything.
Well, exactly.
Just stay the course and just let the money keep going.
So, yes, when somebody's doing well for you, we say they are doing well for you, and we answer your questions, and that's fine. So, again, if you want to do the free review, don't be afraid to come in. No one's going to try and put the rush on you to buy something or realign things or move away from whoever you're dealing with. You know, but we will answer your questions, and we will help you to get a handle on things. And then you make your own decisions about what you want to do. In this case, this lady was doing fine. So
yep.
There
yep.
you go.
Hey, we've been talking about retirement income a little bit this morning, about all the different strategies. And I think, Tony, you had gotten some questions about annuities and immediate annuities. Are there ways that those can fit into a retirement portfolio?
Yeah, and I think it's not an all-or-nothing kind of thing. I mean, you don't have to put every penny you've got or most of what you have.
That's most things are.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you don't have to overdo one thing versus another. And that's all part of having a strategy about where do you want your more reliable assets and income generation coming from. And that hinges on what you're getting from other sources, whether you're still working or you have a part-time job or whether you're already getting Social Security or whatever it's going to be. If you've got your regular expenses pretty much taken care of and then you got the rest of your nest egg, does it all need to go into something that's not going to move around? It's just going to pop out an income stream? Not necessarily. That's what we look at, is what kinds of things do you need and help you through that.
Well, that is one of the ways to control volatility, is to have a portion of your portfolio invested in such a way that you know that no matter what happens in the markets, I'm guaranteed to have this income for this specified period of time, and I don't have to worry about the markets. And that allows you to sleep a little bit better and know that that income is coming in to pay those bills that you're going to have no matter what happens. And there are things that you have. And so you can have some guaranteed income streams. And we've talked a little bit about in the past, with immediate annuities, you get to take advantage of what are called mortality credits. And what that means is, if you're guaranteed an income for a specified period of time, the insurance company knows that all of the other people who have the same thing that you have, some of them aren't going to make it to the end of that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an advantage to you because you get to take advantage of those mortality credits.
Which means that you get more money.
You get more money. You're able to get more money.
On a monthly
basis or annual, however you choose to take it. And so that's an advantage. So not only do you get a guaranteed principal return, guaranteed income, but you also get to take advantage of those mortality credits. So that's an additional way to increase the amount of income that you have.
See, another way to increase your income with a strategy is if you have a fixed amount of income or asset that you got to invest, you do part of it into an immediate annuity, but you take a guaranteed period, like maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. So that will give you a larger monthly payment, but at the end of 10 years, all your money's gone. But if you use part, let's say you used half of it in the immediate annuity with a guaranteed 10-year payout, your other half of the money, you can let it grow and don't worry about a down market, or you can spread it out and grow your money back again. So you got 10 years of guaranteed income, and then your money's gone. So there's lots of different tools and techniques that you can use to get you where you want to go.
And you can ladder those income annuities the same way.
Like you're laddering a CD,
CDs or laddering bonds or whatever it happens to be, because you can get that initial. If you were to get a 10-year immediate annuity guaranteed for 10 years, there are also deferred income annuities where they would start generating a guaranteed income 10 years from now. And you can get it now, and you get it at a very discounted rate, and the rates of return on those is pretty good. So you can ladder them in much the same way and get, you know, during your retirement, have this guaranteed income stream.
But you notice all the common thread to all of these? You have to start in advance. You can't wait till the day or the month before you're going to retire. You got to do it in advance.
You mean I have to plan for something 10 years in advance in order to do it today? Well, on some things you do.
That's right.
Yeah. So again, lots of different ways to do things. Now, our area of expertise is how do you put it all together?
Right.
And work it.
Coordinate
the right
all
way.
All the pieces.
Right. Calculate how each one of them is going to blend in with your goals, your scenario, how all of that fits together, and then come to you and say, okay, here's a plan. How do you feel about it? Are you comfortable with this? But at least you've got a way to look forward instead of just being scared and stuck in one spot.
See, that's another key point I want to make here, is that when we work with people, it's a joint effort. Yeah. We're not telling you, you do this, this, this. It's here's some choices, here's some things that work, and it kind of comes down to what makes you sleep better at night. Because there's no right or wrong answer. You won't know that for about 15 years. But the idea, it's a joint effort, because it's your plan. It's your life. We're just here to help guide you and give you the options and how they work.
There you go. So we do that all the time. That's what we do. and we're glad to help you. And again, here's our office phone number if you want to come in for that free review and find out more about how you can feel better and get a game plan together. Here's our number for Neil Financial Group, 979-836-2903. That office number again, 979-836-2903. Meanwhile, let's get a recheck of the markets when we come back. And also, we said we talk about beneficiary designations. What kinds of stuff do you put on what kinds of documents, and what does it mean? All right, we're going to go over that and do some help here for you on that subject as well. But in the meantime, if you got a question that you really want to ask right now, we have an 800 number for you to call us while the commercials are playing. Craig's getting us revved up to get the commercials on. So here's our number to call us now, and we'll talk to you one-on-one in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. Call us now to talk to us one-on-one with the Money Makeover team.
What is it like to be a new patient at Sealy Dental Center? When you visit our practice, you'll be greeted by our warm and welcoming staff and treated like family. We'll take x-rays, screen for oral cancer, and your dentist will perform a full exam. Best of all, this testing and exam is absolutely free. Next, we'll go over all of your treatment and financial options. During treatment, we offer multiple levels of sedation dentistry to make sure our patients are completely comfortable and relaxed. At Sealy Dental Center, we'll also take the time to make sure all of your questions are completely answered. No insurance? No problem. Ask about our in-house community dental plan. We also have special financing options that can fit nearly any budget. To learn more, call Sealy 979-885-4856 or Katie 281-712-6980 or visit SealyDentalCenter.com. Locations in Sealy and now Katie. Sealy Dental Center, creating beautiful smiles.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's only full-service retirement community, offering independent living cottages and apartments with lush landscapes and secluded courtyards. Assisted living at La Roche Manor for help with daily activities and nursing care at the Cruzy Healthcare Center, specializing in rehabilitation and private pay. Call today at 979-830-1996 for more information or to schedule a tour. Cruzy Village is truly a complete retirement community that can assist you in whatever stage of life you're in. Call 979-830-1996. Cruzy Village is a strong supporter of the youth and Brenham sports teams.
National Night Out in Texas is Tuesday, October 7th, and KWHI wants to crash your block party. We'll be all over Brenham broadcasting from different parties. If you want us to drop by your party, call 836-3655 or email us at mail@kwhi.com. This year's theme is Bluebell, so get your spoon and head on out to the neighborhood. Reports from your block parties are sponsored by the City of Brenham, Cortland Linky Welding Shop, Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Don's Appliance Service, Independence Community Events, and Zion Lutheran Church. Take a bite out of crime during National Night Out with KWHI.
What's your dream vacation? Basking in the sun on a beautiful beach with a cool drink in your hand, complete with a little paper umbrella? Or maybe your idea of the ideal vacation is flying down the mountainside on a pair of skis with the fresh air in your lungs and the scent of evergreens in your nose. Or maybe a cruise is more your style. Whatever your dream getaway, Brenham Travel can make it happen. Call today and let them put together a package just for you. Brenham Travel Service, 522 Highway 290 West. Call 830-1666 and let Brenham Travel Service help you see the world.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. By the way, we have an office downtown Brenham on Main Street, right across from the courthouse. We're on the bottom floor. at 105 East Main Street in the Atrium Building. We're in Suite 104. And then we also have an office in Houston about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area, just far enough away from that not to get you in that traffic mess. And, of course, we welcome you to either location. That's great with us. And, again, come by if you've got something you don't understand, too, and you want a little clarification. We had a caller during the break that was looking at some stock shares and some maneuvering around that's going on from a very large company, a relative has some of those shares, and they want to know what does it mean, this offer they're getting from that big company about exchanging some shares and taking some shares and getting different things. That, you know, it's very confusing sometimes on this paperwork. So
yeah,
they're going to come by and bring it.
Yeah, especially with large companies like that, because many times these large companies have subsidiaries that they're dealing with, and it gets very confusing because sometimes they'll make offers for exchanges of shares for...
Yeah, we can exchange shares in X company for shares in Y company, and we'll add $2 to the pot for each share you got of X company, all kinds of things. So, again, we know how these things work. We understand it. We can research it, and hopefully this caller will come by the office just so we can take a look and answer a question. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. Again, our office number, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
And last week I talked about a family tragedy that some friends of mine that I know, they had a young mother who passed away, unfortunately, at age 38. And I talked about some of the challenges they were facing because of beneficiary arrangements and confusion about the beneficiary arrangement versus will. Mm-hmm. And I know, Doug, that you wanted to talk today about beneficiary arrangements and how things are titled and how important all that can be.
Yes, and the beneficiaries go on quite a few different items, and it's a contract between the institution that you have that with and you as the owner. 401k has beneficiaries, IRAs, life insurance, annuities, anything that has a beneficiary, it's a contract. So it does not go through your will unless you leave it to my estate. But what it comes down to is when you have beneficiaries, there's different. There's called the primary beneficiary and contingent beneficiaries. Primary beneficiary is, we'll take it the easiest way, is life insurance. You die, that's who the money goes to. Now, you can have more than one primary beneficiary. You can have two or three. You can change up percentage-wise. But most cases, it goes to husband and wife. They go to each other. But if something happens to the second person, there's a contingent beneficiary, which means that if the primary beneficiary is not alive, upon your passing, it will go to the next people in charge. But now there comes in some phrases, per capita and per stirpes. Now, what does that mean? Per capita means by the person or individually. So if you've got three beneficiaries and one of them dies, you pass away. I take that back. Let's back up here.
Okay.
You pass away. You got three beneficiaries. They each get a third.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say one of those beneficiaries dies before you do. Now those three beneficiaries are left to two, and those two split it 50-50. If two of those beneficiaries die and there's one left upon your passing, they get 100% of it.
So that's per capita.
Per capita. Per stirpes means by the right of representation or by the branch. So if you got three beneficiaries, one dies and has some kids, the money always gets split up into thirds, and that third person passes down through the family. It's a little harder to talk about.
All right.
But that's a big difference
It can get very confusing.
So their heirs, the heirs of that beneficiary, could actually get the proceeds that would have gone to that beneficiary.
If it's stipulated as per stirpes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. See, I got an example of that. I've got a grandmother. She's got two adult children. The one is responsible. She's got a son. The other son is not responsible and married, second marriage, and got grandkids. So she wants the money to go to her son if she dies, but if he dies first, he wants it to go to his children, not hurt the second wife's children. So then you could use Persterpes on that one, because then it would go down through the son's children by the first wife and not to the second wife.
Yeah, and we have a lot of blended families nowadays. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when children are involved, and that was the case in the family tragedy that I talked about. And so there were children from previous marriages, and both of them had children from previous marriages. And so how does all the money get divided? And so whether it's per capita or per stirpes becomes very, very important when the beneficiary arrangements. And so you can't take it lightly when have pension plans, IRAs, life insurance, annuities, anything that has a beneficiary, you have to take it seriously when you decide how you want who you want to get that money and how you want it to go, because it's a contract and that's how it's going to go. They will not even look at the will.
That's right. Doesn't move by the will.
It doesn't move by the will, so it doesn't matter what the will says.
And we also have interesting things that come up, though, where you've got those kind of contracts, whether it's life insurance, 401ks, IRAs, that kind of stuff. And it says Joe Blow is going to be the beneficiary, but it turns out in your will that Josephine Blow is what you say. Mm-hmm. That's the person you want the money to go to. Now you may open up, and I've seen this happen in a couple of cases, even though everything should go just to Joe Blow because he's on that contract, I've seen Josephine go over and hire a lawyer and start making some moves trying to at least get some portion of what was going to go to Joe Blow.
That's why you need to make those type of things consistent and understand the difference between beneficiary arrangements and titled property and what your will says. You want them to be consistent. And things that don't go through the will, don't put it in your will.
That's right. Another common things that come up is payable on death accounts and transfer on death accounts. It's payable on death is POD, transfer on death is TOD. So you see that a lot on your statements.
Is there a difference?
Not really, but normally the payable on death account is usually connected to bank accounts. The POD is usually with bank accounts. The transfer on death is usually with some type of stock, mutual fund, securities, or accounts holding securities, but they do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to transfer shares, for instance, on death of the account holder to that new person who's the beneficiary.
See, and that's a contract again. See, this one doesn't have to be an insurable interest with life insurance or whatever. You can leave it to as many people as you want on that, but transfer on death, usually you don't. But you can transfer on death or payable on death. It goes to outside the will again to whoever is on there. And so that's a common situation on there. But both those work the same. So it doesn't matter. It just depends on whether it's a bank or a security.
And again, where that could be a conflict is when you have those accounts like that, a POD account, and you really want your daughter to be the beneficiary, but
the son, the son is on the account.
Just a POD, you know. Yeah. So,
well, and we do see that.
See that a lot.
Yeah, we do. And so, please, when you're doing things, or you're trying to help, we very often see this when one of the kids, you know, mom's getting up there in age and all that, and they're worried that something will happen with mom. She'll become incapacitated in some way, and they want to be on that bank account with her so they can still pay her bills, write checks for her. It's a convenience kind of a thing. But it also can mess things up when mom passes away, and now you've got this situation where you've got somebody who was really on there as a convenience matter to be able to write checks on the account, but mom always said, and put in her will, that she wants everybody to split everything after her death. Well,
it gets a little harder to get money out from some brothers and sisters.
Yeah, there can be some real rifts in the family from this.
All of us get phone calls like that quite frequently, because that is the case many, many times where mom or dad, whoever it happens to be, is getting up in years, and so they add somebody on the account and becomes a joint account. And the siblings during, while mom or dad is still alive, I've gotten the phone calls where they say, well, I'm not sure
that.
Not, well, my brother or sister says, well, they'll take care of me. There's always questions about that.
You got to be real careful with that. And we can go over the types of ownership because there's, I'm looking at four or five of them. But the one last thing I want to touch on this Uniform Simultaneous Death Act. You and your wife, or you and your spouse are in an airplane and it goes down and you both die at the same time. Who's the beneficiary then if you left everything to each other?
All right. Well, that's kind of intriguing. We'll save that for when we come back from this station break. And again, we'll go back over some of the ways of owning different things, just to kind of give you the run through again. And by the way, if you've got questions, we're coming up on a station break. That's why the music's playing in the background. If you want to call us right now, terrific. Give us a call. We're glad to help you any way we can. You got three financial planners with many years of experience sitting right here in the studio for you. Here's our number to call us right this minute and get some answers. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Call the Money Makeover Team right now with your question. 800-332-7879. The Money Makeover Show will be right back.
Smell barbecue? That's Kreitz Market in Bryan. They've come all the way from Lockhart, Texas to embed their tradition of good old barbecue with no forks and no sauce.
What?
Oh, don't worry. They know they're not Lockhart anymore. Forks and sauce at your service. And that sauce? A family secret. Prepared to enhance their delicious barbecue. A first for Kreitz. What better way to start a new tradition than in the home of Aggieland? Stop in Kreitz Market today and enjoy barbecue beef, pork, sausage, and smoked turkey. Sides include German potatoes, beans, coleslaw, and macaroni and cheese. Plus, don't leave without trying one of their delicious desserts. They have homemade banana pudding, brownies, and pies. For original Texas barbecue, stop by Kreitz Market today. Off of Highway 6 next to IHOP in Bryan. Follow Kreitz on Facebook for daily specials or call them at 979-704-6147.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go green, go white. Dr. Robert Stark, DO, 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Boss has office products for less. Boss has a wide selection of items in stock at great low prices, all available for free next business day delivery. Jump aboard their We Buy Local campaign and start saving today. When you buy local, your dollars stay in the local community, supporting the local economy. Tired of spending your valuable time price shopping or trying to search for the best deal? Boss has discounted pricing on over 35,000 items, not just a few that lure you in. Buy local. Choose Brenham Office Supply, 304 West Main in downtown.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders, one kid at a time. Great programs in the city or out in the country. 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids, get involved, build a leader. 4-H.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center at downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, the Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Like that.
Yep.
Because no matter what the market's doing,
it brings a smile to you.
Hey, what better thing to have on a Monday?
There you go.
You bring a smile to your face.
Woohoo. And by the way, glad to have you come in, and hopefully we can put a smile on your face if you do the free review, and at least you get some questions answered. At least you get some rationale of something. And again, 979-836-2903. That's our office number. Talk to Sharon. Say, all right, I've been listening and listening for years. I'm just going to finally come in and at least figure out, am I going in the right direction? What other things could I think about? Should I think about? Do I just do what I'm doing? Great. 979-836-2903. 836-2903.
Okay. Primary contingent beneficiaries. Primary beneficiary, something happens to you, that's where your asset goes. If that primary person or persons are not around, then it goes to the contingent. What happens if you and your spouse die in an airplane accident or a car accident simultaneously? Does it still go to each other, or does it go to the contingent, or how does that work? There was a law that was passed back in the... doesn't matter when. It's called the Uniform Simultaneous Death Act. What it says basically is that if two or more people die within 120 hours of each other, that's 5 days, each will be deemed to have predeceased the other. Each will have been deemed to predecease the other. So husband and wife died in an airplane crash. I'm sorry, car crash, and the wife lives for 3 days and dies, it's as if they both died at the same time. Because it changes the beneficiary now. If wife dies 6 days after the car crash, the husband's life insurance gets paid to the wife, and now she owns it, and it passes through her will or her beneficiaries. Whereas if they die within the 5 days, it passes according to the primary beneficiary, contingent beneficiary, per capita, or per stirpes.
Okay.
Or however you got that label. If it goes past the 5 days, then it goes to whoever the original beneficiary was.
And that's why it's always important to, in most cases, you should have a contingent beneficiary named. Mm-hmm. Because what happens for example, if they both die in a common accident, the money would just go to an estate. And that can be problematic when it comes to having the estate receive the money, because guess who has first claim on the estate?
Your creditors.
Your creditors. And so if there's any debt, the creditors will get the money first before any of the beneficiaries do named in the will.
Okay.
And so that's why beneficiary arrangements are always so important, and you need to take them seriously.
So primary, contingent, and you can do percentages per stirpes, per capita. Those are all things that you need to take into effect.
Now, one more wrinkle on this. Now, those of you who have 401ks and IRAs and 403bs, you'll notice on there that if you want to exclude your spouse in any way, shape, or form from being your 100% primary beneficiary, on those kinds of accounts. These are retirement plan accounts. If you want to exclude your spouse, you're still married to them. I don't care if you're in the middle of divorce court or not. If you don't have a final decree, you're still married, right? And I always get asked this stuff when I go and do enrollments for 401ks. Do I have to put my spouse on there? And the answer is yes, unless you get a waiver.
From your spouse.
Yeah.
Now, the reason that would come up is because it could be a second marriage and you want to leave your funds to your kids from your first marriage for whatever reason. And that's common. You know, I want them to go to my blood children, not my stepchildren.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, again, if you want to designate someone besides your spouse as the 100% primary beneficiary on IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, you name it, on retirement plans, all right? Your spouse has got to sign a waiver form. And a lot of times, most of the accounts, you have to have a notarize that signature.
The spouse's account, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, unless you've got a judge who's saying, well, if you guys are getting a divorce or whatever, and we're going to not have the spouse on here anymore or whatever, that's a different thing. But if you don't have anything like that happening, if they're still your legal spouse, then you have to contend with that.
And it is true that in many of our blended families now, I've seen the adults where they want to leave it to their children and not the new spouse's children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not unusual, but you need to be aware of the fact that the institutions are not allowed to pay money to a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if you name children as the beneficiary, what's going to happen is the institution will not be allowed to pay the money to the minor, and the minors will have to get an attorney.
Yes. You created a whole lot of
that's a problem.
Problems for
that's right.
your survivors.
Yeah, and expense. Problem translates into expense.
That's right.
So, again, just be careful with this. And, of course, if you don't have a will or you haven't discussed this with your attorney who prepared your will or whatever, you might want to think about doing that one, too. And always make sure your ducks are lined up properly in there.
It's not hard. You just need to do it.
There you go. And by the way, if you want to do a little research on some of these things, you can go to our website, moneymakeoverteam.com. That's moneymakeoverteam.com. Once you cruise on there, you'll see things that you need to do to get to all of our information. It's great stuff. Otherwise, you can give us a call at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. Otherwise,
see you here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com.